Write Bad Poetry and Keep Digging by Tricia Faye Hefner, read by Alan Rubinstein. Sometimes my students ask me, am I any good at this, or should I just give up on poetry writing and pursue some other career options? I wonder if other teachers get this question. Are professors in med school inundated on the first day of class by nervous enrollees groaning, I've never performed open-heart surgery before, and I can't find the hypothalamus on my boyfriend, and I've never once been invited to give a lecture at the Keck Foundation. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this kind of work. Should I give up now and become a novelist instead? I think a lot of folks suffer under the illusion that you have to be born with a special talent or else you're sunk. The truth is, like most things, writing can in fact be learned. Like heart surgery, or using Excel, or making a good quiche Lorraine, writing is a skill. The question is not, am I good at this, but do I like doing it? Do I like writing or reading other good writers? Or sitting at a desk staring out a window contemplating the sound of the rain? If so, then keep doing it, even if you're not good. If your aim in writing is to get good, quitting will definitely not help. Persistence will help. Learning new craft techniques will help. Finding a teacher and a group of supporters will help. Putting your butt in the seat and keeping it there on a regular basis will be the only thing that helps you get better. Sometimes I wish I could show my students my earliest poems. I can't because they all burned up in a fiery conflagration one night when I accidentally threw a flaming match at them and giggled maniacally as I danced around their flames. But if my earlier poems were still around, I would let them see that they were really, objectively, terrifyingly bad. In fact, some of the stuff I write now is still abominably bad. The first paragraph of this blog post was atrocious. I wrote it at 5 p.m., waiting for happy hour to start, then deleted it the next morning and rewrote it again over coffee and a peanut butter and chocolate scone. That original batch of bad poetry emptied out the first steaming pile of bad writing from my head, so I could examine it and see that what was there and what wasn't. It was proof positive that whatever else I did during that period of my life, I showed up to my writing desk and practiced putting one weary word in front of another. I kept taking classes. I kept learning new technique. If I hadn't found that matchbook, you could follow along as the dull and tedious writing slowly was replaced by more interesting phrases, greater metaphors, stronger pieces of imagery, maybe even a degree of greater truthfulness about myself as a person, and more apparent authority and confidence in myself as a writer. Focus on the work, not the result. When I teach, students often come in while they are still floundering around, trying to figure out what they are good at, or after retiring and sending their kids off to college. They come in because they're bored, or they've been told that they have some talent, or because a friend invited them. Either way, if they show up each week with lousy poetry, after a few weeks or months, something magical happens. They blossom. They find their voices, verse by verse. What determines the greatness of the work is not the quantity of talent they start out with. It's the amount of time and energy they put into cultivating that talent. It's the number of days they put pen to their paper. It's their willingness to try something new. It's their vulnerability and their fear and staying open to the possibility of discovering something new. Sometimes it takes a dose of humility to say, I don't know what I'm doing, and then doing it anyway. If I could give advice to an aspiring artist today, it would be this. Keep doing it, and do it differently each time. Be open enough to listen to others and brave enough to experience your own voice as it slowly emerges. Be tender and supportive of yourself on your journey and thankful to those who are trying to help. Make friends along the way, especially with your own muse. Learn to lasso your inner and outer critics so that you control them and not the other way around. Cultivate kindness toward the work of others. Above all else, dig just for the sake of digging. Don't concern yourself with awards or yardsticks or outside approval. Dig because you want to see what's down there. Dig because there is a heat you want to feel as you approach the center of the earth, your own truth beating like the hot, heated, molten energy of your heart's core.